make the intro again. I just now hit that button. Just a real quick, the title.
The title is, so I was just talking here. You didn't get any of that either? Okay, this is The Fourth Right Rising is the title of it. Wednesday evening, September the 16th, 2020. The Fourth Reich Rising. And what I was just talking about, there's only two masters. The Bible plainly shows in black and white, there are only two masters. No matter how many, like I said, factions, however many ways to God or to, you know, other avenues, it just leads back to the two masters. You're either going to serve Satan or you're going to serve God. If you don't serve God, you will be serving Satan. I heard somebody say the other day, well, when you don't vote for President Trump, you are voting for Biden. And this is election against good and evil. Not Democrat or Republican, because it's like they've all merged into one where there's a right side, which is God, and the left side is the devil. And it's all coming down to that. That's kind of the way it began. Really, there was just God, and Satan showed up. So we're culminating, is that how you say it? To that place right there. So I want to read about the two masters, Matthew 6. It says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That gives us a right to hate the other master. You know, there's a lot of people hate God. We're seeing a lot of people that hate God. In fact, this last week, there was some Antifa members saying, F your Jesus. Yeah, that's a God hater. Someone that hates God. Well, how can you hate somebody you don't know? We already know about Satan. We already know his agenda and his plans. Sad thing is they don't. Okay. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? So this is how we define where we serve what master. Casting care, taking care. Okay. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? To think that God would not take care of you over the birds, over the animals? What a slap. But people are doing it every day. Christian people are doing it every day. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, the devil promises people fame and fortune, riches, to get them to do what he wants them to do. And then in the end, he never comes through. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So the reason I read this is I want you to understand Satan's agenda and the way he has manipulated mankind since the garden. And what you call that is propaganda. Propaganda. There's a lot in the social media about propaganda right now. Lots of it. Okay. I want to read to you what propaganda is. God is the real one. Satan is the fake one. Fake news. Propaganda, this is out of Webster's Dictionary, the spreading of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution, a cause, or a person. Ideas, facts, or allegations spread deliberately to further one's cause or to damage an opposing cause. So it's through Satan's propaganda that began in Genesis. We see our world in the place it is today. Since the fall in the garden, which was caused by what? What was it caused by? What did Eve listen to? Propaganda. All right, Genesis. Let's look at that right quick. First four verses there. Genesis 3. From the beginning, God said, and it was so. God doesn't change his mind. His laws do not change. He said it, he meant it, and it means what it says, and it doesn't change. God doesn't change. His words don't pass away. They don't return void either. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Well, he must have heard God say that to Adam. Because he was bringing propaganda. Caused her to doubt what God had said. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Yeah, he called God a liar. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. She was easily deceived because for what I believe is she didn't get the information from God. She got it from her husband. You know, when you start hearing things, instead of hearing from God for yourself, you start listening to things for, you know what, it's all washed down and watered down type, gets down to the end of the row. Of what did God really say? So many Christians that I know of, they know a lot about what they think the Bible says, but they really don't know exactly what the Bible says because you hear them make statements out of their mouth. You're going, say what? The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't substantiate that. Happens more times than, very seldom do I come across a Christian that really knows their word and what the word has to say. Even people that are very astute because they have heard, like we were talking about the rapture last week, debunking the rapture theory of how they want to hold on to that. They took a dream somebody had and made a church doctrine out of it, and now it's a sacred cow, like I said, needs to be butchered and barbecued because it has done nothing but cause the church to fall asleep and get in a state to where they're powerless because they are just sitting on their suitcases waiting to be raptured. They don't care. They're not going to be here. They don't have to deal with anything. That's simply not the truth. You know why our world is coming back into order? Because there were those that God woke up and heard his voice and began to proclaim and began to say, Oh no, not on my watch. And things are turning around. I heard today that a possibility of all the stuff is going to be coming down here in this right before the election, but we will not know of it publicly until probably next March. Talking about beware the Ides of March. Talking about dropping the kind of information that's going to blow people's hair back. That's what I'm talking about. But it's because people, because of the remnant, that God woke up to begin to take the authority over the devil and put this place. God didn't give us the earth for him to put it in order. He gave it to us to keep it in order. Okay. Satan took what God said and twisted it. We see it all the time with the fake news. Everything the president says, they try to turn it and twist it like the serpent. Talks about Leviathan in the Bible, a twisty serpent. Yeah. And that's what O'Reilly used to have called the spin zone. I didn't used to understand what that meant. Now I do. So this was the beginning of Satan's, you know, the beast, propaganda machine to discredit God and wreak havoc across the world. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't changed either. The first time I had a revelation about this, I don't even know what year it was. It was years and years ago. We were still living in our first little house that we built. So it was sometime probably in the 90s. That I went into a department store and was buying undergarments, and I was standing in a line, and that's the first year that I ever remember the pink, October pink breast cancer ribbon month. And I'm standing in that line waiting, and the Holy Spirit says to me, propaganda. This is Satan's propaganda. Now, I've talked to a few people, very limited people, when I'd hear comments made about that. One was a lady that we went to church with and working at a grocery store here. She was complaining because they were going to make everybody buy breast cancer shirts to wear in the store. And I said, you know, it's just propaganda, don't you? Jesus already paid for that. She looked at me. Like, what planet are you from? Oh, heaven. On earth. People, you know, just... And I'm on this lady, she's in a Word of Faith church, so, you know, I just assume that she would have understanding. She just looked at me like I had lobsters coming out of my ears or something. I mean, just put her back. Okay, let's keep going. A day, I don't know what day it was, in 2017, I'll read it here because I couldn't remember exactly what the Lord had said to me. He said, sitting at my desk in my office here at this house, I heard these words, the beast, the Antichrist system, rises out of Germany. Later, I heard another prophet say that same thing. And this prophet's from India, and he goes all over the world. And he confirmed that. He said he was in Germany, and the Lord told him this is where the beast comes up out of. So we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at Revelation 13 first. Now, when the Lord began to deal with me about this, about teaching on this, I started writing everything down that he was giving me. I started seeing it on social media everywhere I turned about what we're going to talk about. All right, Revelation 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, or it was about Germany. Germany and Hitler and the brown shirts. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. All the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is likened to the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man has an ear, or have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. That speaks volumes right there. The methods they're using, or they've used on us through the beast system, that's their demise. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Well, we're seeing that right now in California. People have picked up, they talk about climate change. Well, these climate change are in the farms of Antifa with matches. But they're showing, this man was monitoring earthquakes, and he picked up, he saw lasers from his monitoring. He saw the lasers shooting down into the forest in California and setting the fires. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. It is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, I've got a lot of notes written about this, and we're going to look at some of these areas. All right. World War II did not stop communism. The Berlin Wall did not stop the spread. Okay? Now, before I get into explaining, I don't know what her deal is, to Daniel chapter 7. Can you pause that a minute? Okay. World War II did not stop communism. The Berlin Wall did not stop the spread of communism. Okay, with that said, let's turn over to Daniel chapter 7. I'm going to look at the first 7 verses. We're going to see this beast here. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And beheld another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had 3 ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it 4 wings like a fowl. The beast had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. And this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. So actually, this last beast is a combo of that, those four beasts. That's what we just read in Revelation chapter 13. All right. Not certain, but think possibly that the little horn that it talks about there. Did I read about the little horn? Maybe I read it in 13. Yeah. This is verse 8. I'm sorry, I didn't read down long enough. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. Behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. So I personally believe the little horn is possibly the European Union, because the European Union is basically controlled by Germany. So it's talking about the Antichrist there. Okay. So we see here the superpowers of the world. The lion is Great Britain. The bear is Russia. The eagle is the USA. And the leopard is Germany. We see the combo beast in 13 we read. The lion's mouth. Let's go back to the Revelation 13 so y'all can see that. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, upon his heads the name of blasphemy. So that's what the chapter, verse 8 of chapter 7 of Daniel, that's what I just read. All right. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Germany is the leopard. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, which is Russia. His mouth is the mouth of a lion, which is the U.S., or the U.K., I'm sorry, the lion is the U.K., and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Okay, get this all right, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 4, well, right here, the lion's mouth is English speaking or language. The internet is actually, the language of the internet is English. In fact, I understand that all airline pilots have to speak English worldwide because it is the kind of the international language, English. The USA broke away from the UK, the lion. The wings on the back of the lion. Okay, we'll go back to Daniel 7. Should have told you to put your finger there. We're going to look at that. This is Daniel 7, 4. It says, the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld to the wings thereof were plucked. So we got our independence, or so we thought. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given it. That's Uncle Sam. That's our national, I don't know what you call Uncle Sam, but it was a sign of liberty and freedom from the tyranny of the crown. Okay. The leopard slash Germany. This beast has four wings, which represent, or it has four wings and four heads. It means four regimes. In other words, the rising and falling of four regimes in Scripture. Kind of like Nebuchadnezzar's statue. Those regimes have already come and gone. All right. The Berlin Wall was called the wound that would not heal. Okay. It went into place on August the 13th, 1961. It was built by the German Democratic Republic during the Cold War to prevent its population from escaping Soviet-controlled East Berlin to West Berlin. So the East and the West were separated. People lost families, and there was no, I mean, it was a horrible thing. It was controlled by the East was controlled by the Soviets, The West was controlled by the major Western allies, which, you know, so it was free. Okay. A lot of people tried to escape the East, go to the West. The movie The Sound of Music, that's what it was about. They escaped Hitler's Germany and what was going on at that time to the West. It divided the city of Berlin into two physically and ideologically contrasting zones. It was torn down November 9th, 1989. So they went through this for how many years? 28 years, about? It divided families and rent their nation apart. After the destruction of the wall, the wounds started to heal and the Fourth Reich began to rise. All right, we already read about the combo beast. The EU is comprised of a political leader and a spiritual leader. It's really the rise of the Holy Roman Empire. The spiritual of this evil duo is the Pope. It's always a Pope and a political leader. If our intel is correct, the Pope was taken out back in the spring with the first round of COVID, along with 60 priests executed. The Vatican. Okay, now let's look at Revelation 17. We're going to see this demonic duo. The beast is a system, but there are leaders. Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. This is that combo beast. It's red because red represents communism, socialism, and communism. She is sitting, the whore is sitting on a scarlet-colored beast. Well, she's considered a harlot. Well, who does God consider a harlot in scriptures? Those that have turned his back on him, worship other the gods of the nations instead of him. He always said, called it adultery. All right, she's sitting upon the colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. That's bishops and cardinals. Decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Have you ever seen any of them that weren't decked out in all these heavy-duty big gemstones and big necklaces? Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. They drink adrenochrome. They eat human flesh. The Catholic Church has killed more people than all the wars put together through all the ages. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here in the mind, which hath wisdom, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman is sitting. Rome, the city of seven hills. So we're the Vatican. We're talking about the three city states here. We've got the Vatican. We've got D.C., which is the military branch. And then London is the financial. And there are seven kings, five are fallen and one is, and other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength to the beast. I have seen a uniting for evil like we've never seen before. They pulled out all the stops. to stop their dismantling. Mm-hmm. You know, so many believe that the beast will have his reign. Well, he's had his reign for 6 years. And there's been evil leaders rise up all through that time that are antichrist. Jesus said there'd be many. But this system, this is Satan's system, and he has roughshod it over humanity since the garden with his lies and his propaganda. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they are that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. So we see the dismantling. The problem is most people that read the book of Revelation, they all think we're going to go through all this horrible stuff. Well, hasn't 6,000 years of the carnage, isn't that enough? You know, they're thinking, no, we're going to go through all this stuff. No, this is being dismantled, and it's saying it right here in Scripture. It says the Lamb overcomes them. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. All these leaders all over the world, mainly those in the European Union. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Okay. All right, let me keep going here. Germany has started the last three major wars. The first one was World War I. Well, not the second war they started was World War I and then World War II. That's the first one. I didn't write it down. It was with another country, other nations. It didn't have anything to do with the United States. It didn't draw us into that. But the last two, World War I and World War II, we were involved in, which that would be First Reich, Second Reich, and World War II was the Third Reich. The First Reich was with another country. The Second Reich was World War I. The Third Reich was World War II. And now the Fourth Reich is World War III, better known as Armageddon. So you see, we're currently in the Fourth Rising. After World War II, Germany changed its tactics. It's obvious they could not succeed overtly. Thus, they began their covert campaign. All right, this week, Q... That's not the first one. The second. Must have got it messed up. This Q post came out right here. It says here, you can see the picture of Hitler. In 1933, Hitler appointed Hermann Göring Minister of the Interior. His first orders were to defund and eliminate police. What's going on right now? They're trying to defund the police all over our country and other places. Eliminate police departments so that they would not interfere with his brown shirts, whose mission was to riot, burn, beat up, and kill citizens. Do we see a pattern here? I haven't told you much about it, but it's been going on for about 100 days now. This very thing. In an effort to sway the elections. I'm going. Here's what he said. The truth is right in front of you. Past playbook used today. Knowledge is power. This is Satan's propaganda machine. Doesn't matter who he uses. Like I said, all this started coming down. I'm thinking, whoa, I was thinking, Lord, why do you want me to teach on this? I've taught on it 2-3 times. I don't, you know. Then all this starts coming out. I'm going, okay, I understand. I won't question it. Okay. We see Hitler's brown shirt destruction. And now here's the red one is the paramilitary arm of the Nazi Party, the red flag in Antifa today, the paramilitary wing of the deep state. Satan has nothing new. And Q puts here, coincidence with a question mark? Nothing's a coincidence. Okay. In 1945, the Fourth Reich began. Okay, I'm going to read to you about Operation Paperclip. This is Wernher von Braun. He was one of the architects of the Apollo program. He was a Nazi scientist brought to the U.S. in secret in 1945. All right, why the U.S. government brought Nazi scientists to America after World War II? As the war came to a close, the U.S. government was itching to get a hold of the German wartime technology. Is it any wonder that Germany's always had, they've always seemed to be in technology and stuff a step ahead? You know where they're getting their wisdom from? Okay. The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki may have put an end to World War II, but they weren't the only destructive weaponry developed during the war. From nerve and disease agents to the feared and coveted V-1 and V-2 rockets. Did you hear that about disease agents? Mm-hmm. Nazi scientists worked on an impressive arsenal. As the war came to a close in 1945, both American and Russian officials began scheming to get that technology for themselves. So it came to pass that 71 years ago today, this was November 16, 2016, 88 Nazi scientists arrived in the United States and were promptly put to work for Uncle Sam. In the days and weeks after Germany's surrender, American troops combed the European countryside in search of hidden caches of weaponry to collect. They came across facets of the Nazi war machine that the top brass were shocked to see. Okay, Jacobson wrote about both the missions and the, they're talking about a woman that wrote a book about it. One example was they had no idea that Hitler had created this whole arsenal of nerve agents. Jacobson says they had no idea that Hitler was working on a bubonic plague weapon. We've heard that a few weeks ago about the bubonic plague in China. That is really where Paperclip began, which was suddenly the Pentagon realizing, wait a minute, we need these weapons for ourselves. Obama was a key player in COVID. He helped fund that along with Fauci in Wuhan, China. But just studying the weapons wasn't enough, and the U.S. military wasn't the only country eyeing Nazi scientists. Their one-time allies in the Soviet Union were doing the same thing. If the Soviets were going to press their former enemies into service, American military officials didn't want to be left behind. So the U.S. government hatched a plan to bring 88 Nazi scientists captured during the fall of the Nazi Germany back to America and get them back on the job. Only this time, according to History.com, they were working for the U.S. under a project known as Operation Paperclip. While the military did what they could to whitewash the past of their prisoners of peace, as some of the scientists called themselves, many had serious skeletons in their closets. For example, Wernher von Braun was not just one of the brains behind the V-2 rocket program, but had intimate knowledge of what was going on in the concentration camps. Von Braun himself handpicked people from horrific places, including Buchenwald concentration camp, to work to the bone building his rockets. Operation Paperclip was top secret at the time. After all, the devices these men helped design killed many people throughout Europe, not to mention the deaths their government was responsible for on the battlefield and in the concentration camps. Even agents with the Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations, which the U.S. government tasked with hunting down top Nazi officers who went on the lam after the war, were unaware of the decades of the extent to which government officials were collaborating with their quarry. While many of the men who were brought to the U.S. under the program were undoubtedly instrumental in scientific advancements like the Apollo program, they were also supportive and responsible for some of the horrors experienced by victims of the Holocaust. Operation Paperclip was certainly left a questionable legacy. So, I want you to see here who we let in. into this country. And I know there was a lot of horrible things that went on. Okay. All right, now I want to read to you Hitler's propaganda machine, the Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment. In the days after the Nazi electoral victories of July 1932, Adolf Hitler informed Joseph Goebbels that he intended to make Goebbels director of a new propaganda ministry when the Nazis took over the reins of national government. Goebbels soon envisioned an empire that would control schools, universities, film, radio, and propaganda. The national education of the German people, he wrote, will be placed in my hands. Creating a propaganda ministry. Creating a propaganda ministry was a novel idea for a country at peace. Now get that. They were a country at peace. Governmental propaganda organizations had tended to be temporary committees necessitated by war disguised as ministries of information. Indeed, Goebbels initially opposed the term propaganda, recognized that in popular usage, both in Germany and abroad, it was associated with lies. Lies. Even after the ministry had been in existence for a year, he proposed changing its name to Ministry of Culture and Public Enlightenment, but Hitler vetoed this proposal. In addition, in keeping with his governing style of establishing ministries with overlapping responsibilities, Hitler retained propaganda offices that fell under others' control, including those of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs and of Education. Yeah, about the Hitler Youth. Even in the realm of culture and the arts, Goebbels' authority was far from absolute. Hitler, Nazi leader Hermann Göring, ideologue Alfred Rosenberg, and others created their own separate areas. Control of film, radio, theater, and the press. Sound like a repeat? Still, Goebbels wielded enormous influence. Film, radio, theater, and the press largely fell under Goebbels' jurisdiction, though he shared power over the press with the head of the Reich Press Chamber, Max Amann. The Nazi newspaper magnate, and after 1937 with Otto Dietrich, head of the Reich Press Office. Goebbels also continued as head of the party's propaganda apparatus that reached down to the local Nazi organizations. At the age of 35, the youngest minister in the new cabinet, Goebbels became indispensable to the regime and to Adolf Hitler. The propaganda ministry through the Reich Press Chamber assumed control over the Reich Association of the German Press, the guild that regulated entry into the profession. Under the new editor's law of October 4, 1933, the association kept registries of radically pure editors and journalists, thus excluding Jews and those married to Jews from the profession. That's who they targeted, were the Jews. Not just the Jews, though. Editors and journalists were expected to follow the mandates and instructions handed down by the ministry and had to be registered with the Reich Press Chamber to work in this field. Clause 14 of the law ordered editors to omit anything calculated to weaken the strength of the Reich abroad or at home. They were doing censoring, just like the censoring we put up with on social media. The propaganda ministry aimed further to control the content of news and editorial pages through directives distributed in daily conferences in Berlin, and like the CIA four in the morning talking points that all five or six of these agencies, all these news agencies say the same thing. They get their talking points and they say exactly what they tell them to say. It's no true journalism. Not there. All right. The propaganda ministry aimed further to control the content of news and editorial pages through directives distributed in daily conferences in Berlin and transmitted through the party propaganda offices to regional or local papers. Detailed guidelines stated what stories could or could not be reported and how to report the news. Journalists or editors who failed to follow these instructions could be fired or sent to a concentration camp. Reflecting in his diary on the press's loss of independence, Goebbels, a one-time journalist, wrote, "Any man who still has a residue of honor will be very careful not to become a journalist." Within months of Hitler becoming chancellor, the Nazi regime destroyed the country's free press. It shut down hundreds of opposition newspapers, forcibly transferred Jewish-owned publishing houses to Aryans, and those are white supremacists, and secretly took over established periodicals. Daily directives from the propaganda ministry press division dictated what could or would not be published under punishment of reprimand, loss of position or imprisonment. Oversight of radio, film, newsreels, theater, and music fell directly to the propaganda ministry, which used a combination of these media to sell Nazi ideology. It's just a repeat. This is what our country has been under for a long time. And we wonder, why is it such a mess? Well, it's being uncovered, thank God. Okay, I want to read one more to you. This is CIA Mockingbird, which I believe the movies with Katniss. What's the name of those movies?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is just nothing but a reflection of this. Yeah. All right, Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's history of media manipulation. Operation Mockingbird was a CIA program that enlisted more than 400 American journalists as well as journalists around the world to manipulate public opinion by spreading propaganda, or what we call it today, fake news. As the president's rallies, he's heckling them the whole time. See that? See all them fakers back there? That's a fake news. You know, he calls them out every single time. As far back as the end of World War II, the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, has played a major role in news media here in the U.S. as well as in foreign nations, exerting considerable influence over what the public sees, hears, and reads on a regular basis. Operation Mockingbird was an alleged large-scale program within the CIA to manipulate news media for propaganda purposes. See, all the journalists, they're not journalists, they're CIA agents, every one of them. George H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA when Kennedy was assassinated. The program is thought to have been born out of the CIA's forefather, the Office of Strategic Services, or the OSS, which existed from 1942 to 1947. That was Hitler, OSS. During World War II, Operation Mockingbird had established a network of journalists and psychological warfare experts operating primarily in the European theater. Other possible origins include the early years of the Cold War, which began in 1947 when efforts were made by the governments of the Soviet Union and the United States to use media companies to influence public opinion internationally. Operation Mockingbird is thought to have officially begun as its own entity in the early 1950s, funding student groups, culture clubs, and magazines at front organizations. One of the first discoveries of the covert motives of Operation Mockingbird occurred in 1967 when an article in Political and Literary magazine Ramparts reported that the National Student Association received funding from the CIA. Throughout the next decade, several investigators would probe the CIA's ties with the news media. Among the most prominent reports were writers Carl Bernstein. Wasn't they the ones that uncovered, what was Nixon? Yeah, what do you call that? I just went blank on
Nixon's
Watergate. Yeah. Carl Bernstein's lengthy 25,000 word cover story detailing Operation Mockingbird, published in Rolling Stone on October 20th, 1977. While just a young reporter for the Washington Post in 1972, Carl Bernstein had also done much of the original news reporting, here it is, on the Watergate scandal. After leaving the Washington Post in 1977, Bernstein spent 6 months looking into the relationship between the CIA and the press during the Cold War years. Bernstein concluded that in the past 25 years, more than 400 American journalists secretly carried out Mockingbird assignments for the CIA, according to documents on file at the CIA headquarters. Some of the journalists were Pulitzer Prize winners, disguised reporters who considered themselves ambassadors without portfolio for their country. Some of these journalists' relationships with the agency were tacit, whatever that means, while others were explicit. In other words, I guess they were secret. Some journalists were threatened and blackmailed into cooperating with Mockingbird to promote its messages. Many were given falsified or fabricated information about their actions in order to engender their support for the CIA's mission. Bernstein reports that by 1953, Operation Mockingbird was directly overseen by CIA Director Alan Dulles. The CIA allegedly had major influence in over 25 U.S. newspapers and wire services. The tactic was straightforward. False news reports on propaganda would be provided by CIA writers to both knowing and unknowing reporters who would simply repeat the falsehoods over and over again. You know, since the president, since before the president, all the Russia, 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 Russia. And Adam Schiff's trying to pull that again this week about the Russia, Russia. I'm thinking, oh, they just whip a dead horse. All they're doing is following orders. It's kind of like, just hear it over and over and over and over. And if you keep hearing it over and over, everybody will finally believe it. Operation Mockingbird's reach. Journalists could also serve as go-betweens with spies in communist countries. The use of journalists had been among the most productive means of intelligence gathering employed by the CIA. Among the companies who lent their cooperation to the agency were Columbia Broadcasting System, Time, Inc., the New York Times, the American Broadcasting Company, the National Broadcasting Company, the Associated Press, United Press International, Reuters, Hearst Newspapers, Scripps Howard, Newsweek Magazine, the Mutual Broadcasting System, the Miami Herald, the Old Saturday Evening Post, and the New York Herald Tribune. All those we grew up with thinking were just giving us the correct news. How effective was Operation Mockingbird over all its efforts to control the media in relation to the public or any perceived opposition? A primary function of Operation Mockingbird was to cover up covert and often illegal foreign operations, including the 1954 overwhelming of the democratic government of President Arbenz in Guatemala. I don't know what that's about. The operation also helped cover up the overthrowing of the democratic Iranian government in 1953, Operation Ajax, and helped to control the press during the Bay of Pigs in the U.S., the Cuban fiasco. Watergate began the decline of Operation Mockingbird. Eventually, the operation would begin to lose its cover. Now, I don't agree with that. It's never stopped, even though that's what this writer says. So I just wanted you to see how Satan's propaganda machine has infiltrated our country. Okay. All right, let's go back to Revelation 13. I want to pick up with let's about I think 11. Then I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. I'm talking about the false prophet here. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. We're talking about the Berlin Wall. And he goeth doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. I believe it's the tell-lie vision. The image of the beast should both speak and cause it as many as would worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he had that mark, or the number, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. I had some right here. I looked up what it meant, mark. It means a scratch or an etch or a stamp. Well, it had the Greek word charagma. In the vines, charagma means impress. Graven means to engrave. An impress, that Greek word is metopon, which means an eye. When I saw that, an eye, that just, think about the NBC eye and, yeah, the eye on the pyramid and all that stuff. I just, and what I saw was, they're watching you, everything you do, through the tail eye vision. We've known they track us and how they do it. But to me, eye means to track. I was showing Danny, I said, the new update on the iPhone, it now says that it can do the COVID tracing without the app. All right, Revelation 14, 11. It says, wait a minute, that's not right. It's just a minute. Did I write? Oh, okay, it is right. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. So worship here means to fawn or couch to. Prostrate oneself in homage. These are the ones that take the mark. Okay. Hitler's Germany, the marking of concentration camp occupants. I read some articles about it, and I saw some people, pictures of people that had, most of them had the tattoo of their mark on their forearm or their chest. Hitler marked each occupant with an identification number, usually on the forehead or the chest, or the forearm or the chest. Those who could not work were experimented on and then eliminated. The elderly and pregnant women were in this group. Sound familiar? Expose all the elderly to their man-made disease to get rid of them. Satan's propaganda campaign has not changed. We are seeing it played out today. Now, I heard Kirsten W. with McFiles. They did a program. She makes a statement. Without vaccines, there would be no disease. They're all manufactured. Hillary's 8-year plan include placing us in concentration camps for reprogramming. And if that wouldn't happen, then we'd be exterminated. In other words, if they couldn't reprogram us, we'd be exterminated. I'm going to read to you their plan. All right, 16-year plan to destroy America. I'm nearly done. Install rogue operators in government. Remove good guys from government. Fund terrorism, MS-13 and ISIS. They were showing some pictures this week. Some of the Q post was actually showing the fighters, that the ISIS fighters and stuff they took out actually matched Antifa. They look like the same group. Leak classified intel, military secrets, special access program sell-off, nuclearize North Korea and Iran, cut military funding, weaken the NSA and reveal the programs, fund and supply North Korea and Iran, weaken command of generals, target weakened conservative base, stage Supreme Court, kill NASA space supremacy, EMP risk. It's a good thing the president, see, he's got the Space Force and he's put all those satellites up there and stuff to protect us. Relax borders and flood illegals. Here was Hillary's plan. World War III, real and orchestrated. Revise the Constitution. Close U.S. military bases globally. Population control. That means genocide. Kill people. Pocket millions. Ban sale of firearms. Repeal the Second Amendment. Destroy or censor opposing news outlets. Eliminate final good guys in government. Install corrupt Supreme Court justices. Open the borders. Flood illegals. Kill economy. Starve enslaved public. Remove electoral college. Install the popular vote. Limit. Remove military funding. And it says here they never thought that she would lose. Okay, I tried to do some research on the coffins and guillotines, but there is so much censoring that it just calls it all a conspiracy theory. The CIA started that in the 50s or 60s, I'm not sure which, to quell any questions about Satan's narrative. You even hear it today. Oh, that's just all conspiracy theory. Well, you know who started that? CIA. Okay. Just wanted y'all to know, or the Lord wanted y'all to know, where we sit today, where we are. If you have any doubts about it,
you're under a rock.
You're under a rock.
I don't think I have any doubts.